Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Shit was work, man. My boy came a long way. I remember we was in like high school and shit like that. And he used to always be like, I'm the best rapper in this school. And we used to always like try to find somebody to rap battle with him, and we'd get in a circle and he'll freeze like on some Eminem shit.
For real?
Yeah, but I mean, he came a long way, man. As you can see right there, he ain't freezing up now. You feel me? Takes a lot of hard work, practice, and dedication to get to that, man. His flow kind of ill, too. So, shout out to my boy D Banks, and that's Banks with a Z.
Yeah, man. He always sitting that fire, and we got to have an interview this month sometime. We'll let you know the date. He agreed to have this interview, so you already know it's 856 Entertainment, straight out of Cannon Radio Show 2.4. First day of March. Turning up, man. It's our first show of March. Spring coming up, that means the thotties is coming in with the tights and no panties. Fuck you, man.
Oh, shit, it is March. Yeah, this is my month, nigga. You ain't know my birthday is March. I ain't gonna tell you the day because it's for March 1st to the 31st, nigga. My birthday is all month long. Then we gonna start off by this weekend coming up on the 6th. We're going to go to Club Unheard. That's over in Philly. I mean, it's definitely unheard of. It's like a grand opening. I mean, it's the same promoter, DJ T, DJ Rob, you know. I mean, the old Overdose Squad and shit like that. They're going to be in the building. You know, it's going to be 5 colleges there. You know, it's a birthday bash. I'm one of the people, you know. I got my guest list set up. Got all my homies going with me. A couple of little fine things coming through. You know what I'm talking about?
Light skin?
Oh, they are. Oh, dark skin, light skin, Puerto Rican, green, you know, yellow. Motherfucker, they in me.
Fuck
you mean? Shit, man. And yo, shout out to my boy Deep Banks. Next tape dropping soon. It's called I've Been Frank. Yeah, that's hard, yo. That's really hard.
That's different, though, man. Sweet from Philly or something? He said, I've been Frank.
I've been Frank. Frank.
Okay. I'm thinking he's talking about, like, the bridge in Philly. You know, it could mean so much different shit.
That's probably what he wants you to think.
Yeah.
A lot of different shit, but I'm thinking money when I hear that.
Hell yeah, man. You already know. It's 856 Entertainment. Hottest radio show. Fuck all that. Fuck Breakfast Club. Power 99. It's not better than this shit right here. Fuck you mean. But, man, we looking for more artists to send that music in. I'll be hitting some people up. They be like, I'll keep it in mind. What the fuck do you mean, keep it in mind? Some of y'all artists is crazy. Y'all act like y'all hot and y'all doing y'all thing. None of y'all doing shit, but just making one track on your iPhone thinking it's popping. What's up with that, man?
Yeah, but I had luck last night. I was at the bar. I'm 20, by the way. I'll be at the bar. You know, I had made a Snapchat when I was in a liquor store, and a lot of people was mad, like, how are you doing stuff only 20 year and older can do? I'm like, come on, man, I've been doing this shit since I was my motherfucking 19, then 18, but fuck that. But yesterday I was at the bar, you know, in Pat's on Martin Pike, and it was a lot of people coming up to me like, yo, you still doing that radio show shit? I'll be listening to it. I'm going to send in music, asking for my email and stuff, and then this one dude, he asked me, did I rap? I'm like, nah, I got a radio show. We play all underground rap artists and stuff like that. You know what I mean? He took my number down. We chopped it up for a little bit. He's going to be sending in music. And he also said he got a couple artists who are going to be sending in music. So hopefully, I mean, we start coming up. We doing our thing, man. I'm going to stay humble like I am right now. Just wish for the best with this joint, man, for real.
Yeah, real shit, man. We doing it real big out here. We just taking it step at a time. You already know how that's going about and shit. But
I'm gonna have topics for tonight, man. Some of y'all women experienced it, and a lot of people had experience with like relationships and not having a privacy. Like the other day, I saw somebody on Facebook saying y'all some duck niggas hitting my girl up, and she got a dude. Y'all niggas ain't gonna take her from me, and I really call that insecurity, man. Some of y'all men right there, bro, no matter what you put on Facebook, it's not going to stop a guy from hitting your girl. No matter what, bro, you just going to have to hold your ground and worry about your shit. You feel me? That's all. That's how I see it.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that, man. I mean, I ran into, like, a couple situations this weekend as far as, like, people hit me up about their girl. Like, I'm not in your girl inbox. I'm barely texting your girl. If I'm texting your girl, it's something damn near important. I mean, I had people, grown men, play on my phone like they was girls.
Shit.
You know, dumb shit like that. You know, I mean, I won't show y'all the side of me that I showed that person, them people, I'm sorry, that was playing on my phone or, you know, messages and shit like that. But, you know, I was going in on motherfuckers, man. Like, I got zero tolerance for the fuck shit. I mean, you can always call my phone and let me know. I mean, that's my girl. I mean, I respect you like that. Like, yo, that's my girl. I don't hit her up no more. I appreciate that, shit like that. But when you call and be like, I'm Erica, like, how you been? Like, trying to get to know who I am. That's goofy.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, I mean, I do respect the people who, I mean, stop hitting on my girl, but they come at the person who's hitting up their girl directly. I'm saying, just don't just throw it out there on the Facebook so everybody can see it. It's only certain motherfuckers hitting your girl up. I mean, you get right back at them. I mean, some people do it, some people don't. You know, boys will be boys. They're going to do what they do. And it's up to you. You got to have trust in your girl, not for her not to respond or respond like I got to do. Stop hitting me up, so.
Shit crazy. We're going to definitely get more into it. Next thing we had to talk about is bromancing. I see a lot more statuses saying that guys show more love to their friends and their, you know what I mean, their guy friends than their woman, which I see that every day. I see that shit every day, all day. You know what I mean?
We got a question today. Name a few places you can find a good woman, good man to date. I say church. But
what?
Women in church is the most freakiest bitches in the world, bull. Fuck you, man.
You ain't never lied, but it ain't where you find them, brother.
The club needs
it. Ain't, I mean, you can find them anywhere, club, church, but I don't mean.
I say the transportation center. You want to know why half of the girls that's in the transportation center is either going to school, either going to work, because they don't got a car. No, you could tell the difference from them. Like, you know the difference from them and the bad bitches.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
You see a lot of girls wearing their nursing uniform at the transportation center. Bro, I seen so many bad women at the transportation center. It don't make no sense, though, man. What you said? What places that you think you can find a good woman at?
No motherfucking where. I mean, you just got to be one of the lucky ones, you know what I'm saying? You got to be at the right place at the right time, and I don't know what that place is, and I don't know what time you got to be there. Shit, I don't know, man. Like, you can find a crazy woman anywhere at transportation center, you know, at the park, you know, your sister friend, your cousin friend, or something like that, you know what I mean? Or you can find the one, your sister friend, cousin friend, transportation center, park, shit. You might never know, man. So, I mean, you just got to choose wisely and know who you fucking with for real.
Yeah, that shit crazy, man. Well, we about to go on the number 6 song of the day, King by my boy Fly Guy. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Squat.
I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though. I'm riding round, I'm going round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though. I'm riding round, I'm going round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king. True life I bet, I'm riding out with what's real. Drop top for my chill, I don't give a damn about no bill. Put it on my tab and maybe I will. Pay the cost to go as I feel. Don't be coughing all on my mail. Ran base, I play for that sale. I am real as they come, ho. That eating shit you call gumbo. When the sharks is out, fat crumb though. And with savages who like guns, bro. Feeling light, it be funny shit. And I'm floating around with my jungle chick. You get good kick, call fun a bit. Got a lot to say, I never mumble bit. When it's game time, no fumble bit. I done seen the block on this humble shit. Niggas stay your course, that's humble shit. Rack stay, that's Wimbledon. Smoking Bobby Brown, loose cinnamon. Try to find a way to kill enemies. Since I turned king, he's so intimate. Every goon that got is like Kenny, man. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though. I'm riding round, I'm going round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though. I'm riding round, I'm going round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though.
Call me Captain Saber, hoeing bitch, I love to save. Yellow bone bitch, only hit it at the pleasure. Niggas talk, but I bypass, fuck bone bread. I could buy cash, that business shit, that be bypass. Pull a grip and guard, my homie fly past. I be revolutionary when I hit the cushion. And I went to get the dream, like the Saints with Reggie Bush. Smoke that Reggie when they could. I burn that shit like wood. Man, I wish a nigga would. I'm as low as snakes and wood. I be on my pop shit, tryna shake these shoes. Like a little nigga, but these jack giants and hood. Be defiant, nigga should. Cut the structure, show the good. Take a lesson in the hood, the Harvard school and other truth. Niggas down to catch a jug, and some grind up in them books. Pick your poison, how it look. It could be your last outlook. Be a king and do your thing. So don't take this how you look. So the value of a thing. Niggas got his team on foot.
I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing in my life, though.
I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm still a little so cool. I'm riding round, I'm kicking, you can let my life go.
Number six song, King by my boy Fly Guy. I fuck with that song, man. I like the beat. You know, Fly Guy always got that work when he come into the building when it comes to the radio station.
Yeah, I like his flow, man. Yeah. In the wordplay, I guess the little accent and shit like that. I fuck with it, man. The boy Fly Guy always is making some banger shit. That was his song, man, King, and that was number six on the playlist. But you know what we forgot, bro?
What?
To introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my man, I'm not the God, man. The dark-skinned one, man. Dark-skinned sensation.
That light-skinned nigga with the bitch voice, DJ Promatic, man. Fuck, you mean? Damn, how we thinking? I'm thinking that y'all motherfuckers know us already. So I'm pretty sure y'all know the difference between Knock and Promatic. Definitely the voices. You know, I got that girl voice and shit, man. Well, usually when I used to be at work, you know, they used to call me Donna and shit because I used to have that bitch voice. It wasn't Donovan, it was Donna because my voice was so bitchy and shit. But it's cool, it's whatever, man. Still get the hoes and shit with my little bitch voice. Ain't knocking that at all. Fuck me.
Hell yeah, man. So we're just going to jump right into this motherfucking topic, man. Bromance?
Bromance?
Bromance.
Bromance.
Why do men show more affection to their boys than their own women? Who?
I don't do that, though. And then you got a lot of guys saying it's supposed to be for hoes before anything. But at the same time, if that's your woman and you call that bitch your woman as my girlfriend, bro, she's not a hoe. I don't think, man. But at the same time, you got to know the difference between a hoe and a wife or a hoe and your girlfriend. You don't make a hoe to your girlfriend. But niggas do that anyway. But at the same time, sometimes you're going to have to take a risk and be like, bro, I can't go out tonight. You know, shit like that.
Chilling with my girl. You know, I'm going out on a date with my girl. Something like that, man. Something, you know, that your boy should understand, man. But, I mean, as far as, like, going out all the time with your boy, it's just to get away. You know, girls is like moody and shit. Like you need a break from them and shit like that. I mean, that's why most men go out and just chill and just, you can say whatever you want, talk regular, say whatever you want, and like, it's just basically like to get a lot of shit off your chest, man. It's like a big stress reliever. You out with your boy, you know, just chopping it up, fucking go out for a couple of drinks, you know. Watch a game or something like that. Like, stuff you can't do with your girl without her getting all, like, emotionally attached to whatever it is going on.
Yeah.
And shit like that. But, I mean, it's certain shit that's, like, overdoing the bromance. Like, your girl be like, I want to go out. And you be like, nah, I'm with my boys. That's kind of, like, overdoing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it is times where a girl, she wants you 24/7. It's like, all right, look, I'm with my guy. Dude. Let me get this one day. We'll take you out tomorrow and shit like that. But if you go out every day with your boys and she want that one weekend and you be like, nah, I'm out with my boys.
Best believe that side nigga getting called in. Why you with your boys, man?
Yeah, why you with your boys? She with her boys. Fuck, you mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys out there just got to know. Like, y'all got to learn. Make a schedule for yourself, I guess. Especially if you like this girl, you know what I mean? Especially if you live with this woman. And we all know that a guy definitely needs a break from a woman, man. Because they can get very, like, annoying. You don't want to be around this bitch because she on her period. She got attitude. You don't want to be around it. And we know you need a break. But at the same time, just try not to overdo yourself because you missing out on, but you know what I mean? You missing out on a lot of shit. And then you got a lot of guys out here that is just like, their girl, he's just like, yeah, I just got a girlfriend, but I be with my boys more than my girl and shit. Especially, and then you got kids with that too. It just don't look right, man. It show your age at the same time. We young. We, what, 2020 through, what, 25? We understand where we don't want to be tied down to no woman, and we want to be with our boys. We want to go to the club and have it, and you can do that. But at the same time, you got to make schedules for your woman. You know what I mean? I say it's work, your woman, then your boys and shit. Because, you know, money comes first, because how you going to support the bitch?
Definitely go get that money, go to work, shit like that, man. But, you know, I'm thinking once you get a girl, it should be, like less clubbing. Well, nah, not really. But it should be, like, more like going to the bars and shit like that. Just having a couple drinks. Cause, you know, when you go to the club, it's like you're surrounded by a lot of females. You know, you got a girl, she get real, like, jealous real fast. You know, that shit can, like, cause a lot of problems and shit like that. So just keep it at, a grown-up level. If you do got a girl and you, like, our age, 20 and up, I mean, just keep it, like, just hang with your boys and guys and shit like that. Don't take it to the extreme. That's if you got a girl, because a single nigga like me hit the club damn near every weekend, nigga.
I mean, I could say, like, you know how you a full-time job and you have every other weekend off.
Yeah.
You can do that, too, a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, babe, I'll take you out Friday. I'm going to hit the club on Saturday. But then they're going to ask you this nut-ass question. Well, what you going to the club for? You going to be dancing with all these bitches? But at the same time, I'm just like, babe, I'm young. I want to have fun. I don't mind sticking in the house with you, watching Netflix and laying down, you know what I mean, doing our 1-2. But at the same time, I want to go out with my boys, have a good time. I want to go out to different bars. I want to go out to different clubs. I just want to get drunk, act stupid, because I'm young. That's what you ladies got to understand, too, that we young. But if you got niggas that's 35 still acting like this, bitch, there's something wrong with you for choosing them. You know what I mean? Really, ain't nothing wrong with him. He doing the right thing. There's something wrong with you, bitch. Fuck.
Hell yeah, man. You think it's cool for your woman to go out every weekend with her friends?
Once I go out and she want to go out with her girls, then go ahead. She young, too.
I'm saying, like, more than you.
Oh, I don't know. Shit. I mean, I don't really like a bitch that party every weekend. That shit get tiring after a while. But we trying to get that out of our system. So by the time we 26, 27 years old, we can chill out, lay back and shit. What about you, though?
Or that girl, I wouldn't even know. I can't even really tell you, man. But, like, I know for a fact that I don't want a girl that's always, like, out and about and shit like that. But, like you said, at this point in age, it's like, what can you possibly say? Like, no, you can't do that, and then I go out.
But Puerto Rican guys be saying that to a woman. That's why a woman is always in the house.
I'm black as a motherfucker.
I know.
If you going to go out, I mean, have fun. I mean, at that point, that's where the trust come in at. Yeah, you can go out, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I got to just sit back and see what unravels, man. Like, if you're on your phone, I mean, like, more than you was before, or, you know what I mean, you sneaking on Facebook and shit like that, you know what I mean? You should come with it. Like, you keep clubbing and stuff like that. You meet people. So, you know, you got to, basically, you got to be an understanding. You got to know where you at in a relationship. So I would let her go out every weekend and see, like, you feel me? Definitely, you
got
to definitely,
you gotta let the bitch out. You got to let the bird out the nest.
But also, if you keep letting her go out and you're not saying nothing, she might feel it, though, like, he don't really care about me. So she feel it, though, she can do that. So, you know what I mean? Just talking like, yeah, you can't, we not going out this weekend, you know what I'm saying? Try, like, I mean, like you said, make a schedule, like, when you can and can't go out and shit like that, just to let her know that you care in some way, shape, or form.
Right, man. I mean, it's a lot to it, man. Seriously, a relationship is a lot.
It's a lot.
You know, especially we guys, it's just crazy. And you women out there, boy, I tell you, y'all Facebook status just get me mad more every day. And y'all sound more stupid than me. And I just be putting these dumbass statuses up there. Y'all sound crazy, man. And a lot of statuses I see is, oh, my man, my boyfriend always wanted to chill with his boys, but don't want to have time for me. And we see that a lot, and I see that all the time. And I'm just telling you, ladies, sometimes you got to be patient. You know what I mean? You got to work your way in. Some guy's not used to having a girlfriend. He can't just have a girlfriend jump right in and chill with you all the time. He used to chill with his boys. So now he's trying to maneuver which one to go to every weekend or, you know, every week. So sometimes, ladies, you got to give your dude some time to adjust. You know what I mean? Cause I'm not used to really having a girlfriend. I'm used to being single. So if I want my boys a lot, bitch, tell me so I can try to maneuver and adjust my shit. That's all to it, bro. Real shit, bro.
Yeah, that's like me, man. I'm always out. So if I get a girl, is she going to be mad? Like, I'm like, yo, because, like, what did I say? Last year, you know, I was messing with, man, you know what I'm talking about, man. Live around the corner from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be at her crib, like, with her a lot and stuff like that. And, like, I mean, you or, you know what I mean, Reem or somebody call me. I'm out. I'll be out. So she'd text me like, you always leaving, shit like that. Like, it wasn't intentional. It was just, I'm so used to being single and just hopping up and going. Like, I just hopped up and went. Like, you couldn't tell me no or nothing. But as it went on, it was just like, yo, I'm chilling with her and shit like that. You know what I mean? I had to let her know I was there a little bit.
Yeah, and then, you know, after a while, sometimes you may have to change your friends, because you do have friends that single all the time and want to go out every weekend. Then you got some friends that's taken and maybe want to double date with you, or you even understand that you got to chill with your girl sometimes, and which is understandable, too. We're about to go on to number 5 song, All Because I Love You by Harmony. I love some R&B music, girl. Yeah. Sing that shit, girl.
Motherfucker for a long time.
Sing that shit, girl. Fuck you, man.
Get it.
O'Brien, because I loved you, my heart keeps feeling for you.
I loved you.
That was our number five song, All Because I Love You by Harmony. Man, you gotta love the R&B, man. You gotta love the R&B. Real shit. Real shit.
I fuck with that Harmony, John. All because I love you.
That's that word.
Real talk.
We was talking about bromance, and I wanted to get into some other topic, a mini little topic right now. About your girl and your boys is at your crib. What is your girl allowed to wear and not to wear? You know, some girls be coming in the house, they be having their robe on, walking around. Are they allowed to do that while your man's there? Because you got a lot of guys out here that allow their woman to be half naked while their man's is there. You know what I mean? They can see the ass tattoo of your name on there while your man's is there and shit.
I got a lot of boys who got girls. Well, not their own crib, but I got this one friend. You know what I'm saying, every time we about to go to his crib, he'll text his girl like, I'm coming in with my boys. Put some clothes on. I'm saying, so when he get home, she'll have like on like some baggy pajama pants, a baggy like probably like his white tee, his pajama pants. Excuse me, like his t-shirt and his like pajama pants on and stuff like that. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, like that's all really who crib I be at. So that's how I see it, and I see the respect level and stuff like that. So I'm saying. It is. It's definitely. That's what you should wear. A big t-shirt and some his or mine, whatever the case may be. Pajama pants. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a respect level. You don't want your boys looking all at your girl. You don't know. Like, I mean, well, if your boy come in your crib, he should already know not to talk to your girl. But you got some grimy dudes who are like trying to do some crazy stuff like that, or you would get her. Like, I mean, you'll never know what's your girl up to, trying to hit up your boy or something like that. You never know, man. So, I mean, the respect level got to be there.
And then, I mean, yeah, you got girls that's like that that'll do it on purpose. She'll be like, oh, he coming tonight? Oh, yeah, we got him. You know what I mean? Shit like that. So, guys, don't control your girl. Don't whoop her ass every time, you know what I mean, she half naked, just let her know, like, it's a respect level. You don't want my shit dingling around while your bitches is at the crib. Then don't, you know what I mean, have your shit all poked out while my mans is at the crib. I mean, it's just a respect level. If you ladies don't care, y'all getting out the crib. This is my house. Get the fuck out. It's just a respect thing. And we guys will appreciate if you ladies start wearing clothes. Because if I'm at my boy crib and his girl's half naked, I'll kind of feel uncomfortable. Like, bro, what's going on, bro? Why she have naked and shit? You know what I mean? So, just gotta let them know. Then you thinking like, oh, my boy married a thot or some shit. And you like, damn, I gotta save the homie before it's too late type shit. But niggas do be wifing these thots, man. And then thots be doing that. So, you gotta be careful right now with that.
I mean, with that right there, that topic of like wifing a thot, man, that's a live and learn process right there. I mean, like, if you find out one of your men's is hitting it,
or somebody you know, but it ain't really your man's, is hitting it. So I think that's just like a live and learn process. Like, you know, some people really fall in love with girls like that. You can't really tell them nothing. Like,
no.
You be like, yo, bro, like, chill. Like, don't do that, bro. Like, don't do that. I know about her, bro. And you just be like, nah, man, like, I'm going to give her a chance. Or some people just be like, so naive, like, no, I don't believe that. And then when it comes to it, they be heartbroken like a motherfucker. So, I mean, that's just a live and learn process. Like, that's something you just going to have to let your man see for himself.
Yeah, it definitely would take time. So, for everybody out there, if your woman is half naked, tell that woman to put some clothes on. And guys, friends, don't let your boy's woman be all in the house like that. Tell your dudes, tell your man about himself. That's all. That's all you gotta do. Shit.
Yeah, definitely. Man, have that respect level on, you know what I mean? It's all good after that, man.
Well, shit. We're about to go into the number four song, All My Life, by my boy Cap Bench. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Follow us on Twitter at 856_ET. Let's get it. Squat! Thank you.
Baby, I be going hard on the mic to make sure that I'm ballin' for life. My name on the lights, and I ain't never been involved with your type, but you will let me if I fall off tonight, right? See, part of my hike, but ever since you became a part of my life, I knew I wanted you when a part of my life, but like all of my life, like all of my life. To be honest, you a bad bitch, but that ain't the reason that I'm fucking with you. Reason that I'm fucking with you, cause you show me love when I ain't half shit. When I was living like a motherfucking savage, I was nomadic, situation tragic. Nigga was a bad risk, could've been buried in my sadness, but she wasn't about to let it happen. Took my hand and grabbed it, stood behind me in the madness. Hands on my back and you pushed to my passion. Shit, that a nigga rapping, and my lover you's established. So it's time for some action. I'm dead ass, why you laughing, girl? Me, you a room in a mattress. Baby girl, we about to get it cracking. Yeah. Baby, I be going hard on the mic to make sure that I'm ballin' for life. My name on the lights, and I ain't never been involved with your type, but you will love me if I fall off tonight, right? Sweet part of my height, but ever since you became a part of my life, I knew I wanted you when a part of my life, but like all of my life, like all of my life. That pussy good, that pussy, that pussy good. That pussy good, that pussy good, girl. It's understood, girl. That pussy good, girl. That pussy good, that pussy, that pussy good. I'm in the middle of your neck, make it moan and fuck it like a dog, play fresh through my bone. I'ma give it to you hard. Sex in the morning, listening to Marvin, let's get it on in. Sexual healing, you give me that feeling that you, Mrs. Benson. It sounds so appealing. I love you for nothing. They stunting these women, so quit with the fronting and fuck with my pimp. Baby, I be going hard on the mic to make sure that I'm ballin' for life. My name on the lights, and I ain't never been involved with your type, but you will love me if I fall off the night, right? Part of my hype, but ever since you became a part of my life, I knew I wanted you when a part of my life, but like all of my life, like all of my life. You must not know that you talk when you walk. It's in the sorrow when you swing your step. It's crying out for me, baby. And lately, pussy money weed is all a nigga need, but some poetic justice is far overdue. So how about me and you just ride down that one-way boulevard till we get lost from each other? Though my words can never define who you are, that's synonymous in the sense of you being you. And it's true, more of a fact. Girl, I love your ass to the moon and back, and that's only half as much. The future is something that we try to grasp and clutch, but the truth about it is it's something we can't actually touch. You make a nigga want to sing. Swear to God, you make a nigga want to sing.
Our number 4 song, All My Life, by my boy Cap Benson. All my life, all my life, all my life, all my life.
He said, you make a nigga want to sing.
That must be some good ass pussy. Fuck, you know what I mean?
To sing, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You over, nigga. What do you mean, Cap? I need some of that thing you got there to make you sing. I ain't never had that hell in my life happen to me. I'm trying to feel that feel like.
Oh, that shit sounds like some work. Is that down south work? Shit, I know it ain't that Jersey work.
It could be Jersey. We ain't running that. I mean, it might not be that Camden.
Nah, I ain't running anything in Camden. Everything in Camden yet, but no. that go, man? Next topic we got, though, is should people have privacy during a relationship? What you think, bro?
Should people in a relationship, should people have privacy? Yes, I believe so. Had a take on this for a little bit. But I think they should have a little privacy to an extent. Like, wait, what do you mean privacy? Like phone? Like
I mean, everything.
I mean, as far like, I would say yeah, no. I mean, just keep it real with your partner. Like, yo, I'm texting this person. I'm going such and such place. Let them know, like, your relationship with everybody so she won't, like, so he or she, like, won't get confused on whoever it is you're going out with or you're texting and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you do have a little privacy and you feel as though, like, you're hiding your phone or you're not telling that person where you're going,
right.
You could be going to, like, your side nigga or your side girl house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know where they're going, who you're texting and stuff like that. So, I mean, just... I would say privacy, but like keep it real so it is though that person don't have to go through your phone or ask you where you're going. Like they should already know and have that trust that y'all supposed to have, that trust and understanding that y'all already supposed to have.
I mean, yeah, and in a relationship, definitely have to have trust. I mean, trust and
I say privacy. First of all, don't come to my house unannounced. I think that's some disrespectful shit. Second, don't be posting shit on my Facebook like a hack. You're not getting my password. I'm sorry, you're just not. You're going to have to trust me. Third of all, the phone, we can work on the phone. First day we dating, you're not touching my phone, though. I don't give a fuck, bitch. Nah, man. You're not touching my phone. You're going to have to let me trust you for a long, have to trust you for a long time. I'm not asking for none of that for her. You know, I don't want your Facebook page. I don't care. Do your thing. Do what you have to do. If you cheat, I'ma find out.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, when we date, if we starting to date and stuff, we're gonna have to put boundaries. We're gonna have to be like, this is what's gonna have to happen. Now, if you're my girlfriend, tell the world. I don't give a fuck. What about posting pictures with your permission? Do you have to do that?
Holy shit. I mean, once it get established and it get confirmed, I mean, you could do whatever you want with the pictures, you know what I'm saying? But I look at it like this. Like you were saying with the phone and the Facebook and, I mean, going places or showing up unannounced. Well, yeah, always tell somebody you're coming over, but you got some crazy girls who just show up unannounced. So, and some guys like that shit, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I don't like it.
Me
don't,
neither.
Don't. I dare you. I dare you come by house unannounced. You better text my phone, let me know you coming, or can you act? You need to ask.
Yeah. Definitely.
If you my girlfriend, you need to ask. Can you come?
Oh shit.
I don't give a fuck.
But I mean, as far as privacy, me, what I would do, I mean, not right now, I don't know, but like, I mean, later along the line, like we could sit there and watch each other on Facebook, see what is going on, watch, like, you know what I mean, text messages, shit like that. Go places with me and my boys or whoever I'm going out with, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, so you can see, like, get a feel of, like, what's really going on so you won't think I'm lying, and you always need to check my phone. I hate I'm in the shower and your phone was ringing at, I'm pick up ass bitch. I don't like that, bro.
What?
Like, you say you in the shower and your phone ring, and she just picked this shit up because you in the shower. Nah. Bring my phone in the motherfucking bathroom. Let me know who calling me. Fuck, you mean?
They do that?
What the fuck? That's how a lot of niggas get caught. They get in the shower or something, leave their phone on a dresser or something, and that should have just rang. Like, shit. Don't touch my phone, man.
They do that?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I ain't never seen that.
That's how motherfuckers get caught, bro.
Oh,
you
nah.
Know, people, you know, in our age group, we taking our phone in the shower, goddamn.
Yeah.
But you got like the older people who my phone gonna be right here. I'm getting in the shower. I don't give a fuck who calling me. And then you got that person who just picked that shit up.
I mean, I look at it like this. It's a difference between you being my girlfriend and we dating. if we dating, you ain't getting shit. But if you my girlfriend, I'll be more lenient. I'll let you see my phone sometimes. Hello. You wouldn't do it, bro?
I ain't getting my phone. You trust me or you don't.
You can't get my Facebook, though. That's, I mean, nah. I don't even want your Facebook. I don't even want your phone.
I do believe it's going to be a certain point in time where you're just going to be like, man, fuck this. Like, I'm done with whatever. You can have a Facebook. It really ain't nothing on there. You can have all this shit. It's going to be a point in time you're going to be like, man, fuck this shit, man. Whatever you want access to. I feel as though you're going to get to that point in time, probably like in 30s or something. Like, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Right now, we young. It's going to be some bitches going to hit us up.
You ain't paying my bill, bitch. Don't touch it.
Yeah, they act like they be paying your bill and shit. Like, let me see your phone. And then if you like, nah, bitches be wanting to fight me when I say no, bro. I'm like, is it that serious? I don't care what you do. Go do your thing. We just dating. The only difference is I'm hitting it. And I guess that's where you're getting your feelings from. If we dating, you're not seeing my phone, Facebook. You better not come unannounced. I would cut you when you come unannounced. If any girl in that I deal with come to my house unannounced, I swear to God, I'm cutting her off. I don't play that. That's that crazy shit. Or she be like, I'm outside. I'm like, bitch, when you tell me you was coming?
Yeah, bitch, you outside. Where? Who you playing with?
You at 8:13?
Shit, where the fuck you outside? What you doing outside, girl?
She outside your house? You okay? Would you need help or something?
What the fuck, you got lost, bitch? You only knew how to get to my crib? What the
so you
fuck?
Text the wrong nigga or something.
Like, bitch, who this? What the fuck are you talking
who
about?
This?
I think you come over. What the fuck are you talking about? You better roll your ass back to where you came from.
Yeah, seriously. I would never go to a woman's house unannounced. I would text and ask, like, yo, can I come over? Because sometimes you may find something you don't want to see or hear. Real shit. That's why you're supposed to always come unannounced. And I think you should always ask, can you see the phone? If you really want to, if you feel as though that you need to see the phone, you should ask. Don't just get up and while we sleep or something, you be looking through the phone. Because then you peeping something that you don't want to see. And usually that's why relationships don't work out. Because now you checking for something that you don't want to see. And it fucks shit up.
Hell yeah. And I was just texting somebody. And she said she broke up with her mans because... He yelled at her.
What? He yelled at her.
He yelled at her and she broke up with him.
Oh, yeah. She going to be single for the rest of her life, boy.
I said, damn. Because he yelled. Oh, no. It's probably they just started. I don't. If that's probably what it was. They just started. She probably wasn't like.
She Puerto Rican or black?
Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Usually they deal with getting beat the fuck up and still being with their boyfriend.
As any girl, man. But I guess they was just starting, and he's like, you know what I mean? That's not what she expected, I guess, for, like, the first, second date or whatever like that. So, I mean, that shit definitely understandable. But, like, back to, the privacy, man. If privacy is due to an extent, man, you do got to give your significant other, well, your other, I mean, a little bit of privacy, man. Let them be real with you. Like, on your first couple of dates, be real. Let me know everything. I'll let you know everything. Who my friend, my best friend, who I hang with, stuff like that. I mean, take her along, show her a couple of things. I mean, let her get a feel of, like, what you saying is true. And that way, she probably won't be asking for your phone as much or, like, asking where you going as much and vice versa.
I mean, listen, you know, we all need that type of privacy. Sometimes I want my days to myself. So please don't be asking, why haven't you called me last night? Bitch, I probably did not feel like talking.
I hate that shit right
there. Why didn't you text me all day? I was getting ready to, but in the book, it does not say in a relationship that we had to text 24/7. I'm at work. Maybe I was doing something.
Well, maybe I just didn't fucking feel like it.
It's not my fault that you're so insecure about yourself that you believe that every time I don't talk to you, I'm talking to somebody else.
Goddamn, bitch.
And same for guys.
Oh my God.
Yo, let your girl breathe, bruh. Real shit. Y'all niggas don't even gotta be that insecure,
I hate a clingy motherfucker, boy. bitch. If you ain't, you listen, you ain't texting me, I don't give a damn. Holler at me when you can.
Yeah, man. And we got a caller right now. We about to get into this caller and shit. Hello?
What's up, man? It's Tay, man. What's going on?
What's good, Tay? What's up with you, girl?
Good, Joe. What's poppin'?
We chilling, you know.
Yeah.
Laid back right
called
now.
Called in because I said I was going to call in earlier, man. What the fuck y'all talking about now, man?
shit. You talking about people having privacy in a relationship. What you think about that?
In a relationship? Nah, you don't really got too much privacy, man. I think people expect for shit to be completely secretive when you're in a relationship, forgetting you in a relationship to learn, you know, to be nosy sometimes. I mean, okay, sometimes you ain't got to be extra, try to know everything because people need their space, but I don't dig that whole, you know what I mean, don't go through the phone and none of that shit. I ain't digging that because if you can't give me your phone, I'm going to beat you the fuck up.
Oh,
as simple as that.
Oh,
you
hot
something to me. Man, listen, man, it's different with me. Y'all niggas can get locked up and get charges pressed on y'all. I'm still a female. I'm going to beat a bitch up if I feel like it. You don't give me your damn phone to be rocking. I don't care. Like, simple as that. But no, man, that's that sneaky dumb shit, man. I was never feeling that. In any relationship I was in, if I ask you to see your phone, you don't pass me your phone. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Same, but
I mean,
that's just how I feel about it, man.
I guess that's a girly side, a feminine side, and because, I mean, first of all, I'm not asking you for your damn phone. Don't ask me for mine. That's just the way it's going to go.
What about you, people coming unannounced? You like that shit or nah?
Nah.
Yeah.
That's out. Unless that's wifey status, you know what I mean? Unless she there like that, you know what I mean? And we got that timing and we established that. Nah, can't no. If we just talking and some shit like that, we just fuck. Nah, you better not come to my door, bitch, because you're going to be standing out there. I don't give a fuck if it's 2 degrees. I don't play that shit, man.
I thought she got the wrong number. Fuck, you mean?
Hell yeah, you got
a number. Yeah, I do it to regular people. Just show up to my door. I'm crazy.
Yeah, even if she living with me, she gotta have to come.
Oh,
nah, fuck with you.
Dang. The fuck. I'm ready to come home now. No, the hell you ain't.
Y'all crazy, man.
I think that's the only time.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Nah, you don't gotta ask if you live with me. But other than that, bitch, you better ask. You better text my phone. Let me know like 5 hours ahead of time. Talking about you
want to
come over today. Real shit.
On some shit, I got a girl that I've been fucking with for years. You feel what I'm saying? She still don't get to just come here. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not how I play it, man. Because the fact that we're not together, you know what I mean? You can pop the fuck up here, and I got a bitch laying in the bed with me. Like, I don't do that, man. That's...
Yeah, let me know. I mean, you gotta let me know like 2 hours. You know how you
gotta
do
it. Yeah, give me at least an hour and a half ahead of time, or maybe a half hour depending
right.
on how I was doing. You know, I mean, just let me know you're coming.
Let me know the day before. Like, I'm coming over tomorrow because an hour. I fuck around. Like, nah, I'm ready to go outside. Or I'm outside. I'm ready to lie like a motherfucker. But I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't had some shit, and you salty. You just popped
you
up and
stuff.
I ain't even in the crib.
Yeah, for real.
Hell yeah, man. Well, that's what maybe we was just talking
appreciate
about.
I appreciate y'all spending my track the other day, too, man. I called up here to say thank you for that, man. And thank you for continuously showing love, man. Like, I mean, that's real shit, man. And
thank you
best
for
of luck to y'all, man.
Thank you for continuously showing us love,
man.
Sending us
like, music. Shit, continue to light the city up, man. You know I'm here, man. Y'all get back to it, man, and hit me up, man.
We got you.
Appreciate y'all, man.
We thank you for sending the music in, you know.
For sure, for sure. Shout out to the whole 856, man. Shout out to 856 ENT straight out of Camden, man.
Squad.
Yo, get back to it, man.
Well, thank you. So I guess we're going to just play the last song of the day, man. We're going to play that Tay Smiles Back from Scratch. She was the number one song of the day. Forgot to tell her that and shit. But you already know it's 856 Entertainment. Let's spin that track. Let's get that shit one more time. It get boom.
Squad. Studio. Studio.
Nostalgia Supreme. Jumping back up, I've been sleeping too long. You dick getting too strong. Let me get a strain and take a break, make some cake. Now a nigga throwing shots with a preschool arm. Fuck these niggas, this beat too strong. Fuck that Reggie, my weed too strong. All I do is hit the phone, he drop off. Fuck his ass smell like he rolling hot sauce. Shit got me jumping, that's bungee shit. But back to these fucking irrelevant. I did this shit since 11, bitch. Clown is fuck you with devil dick. If I made the rules, you would never spit. I'm on some get back on my level shit. I've been sitting back, still rocking shit. I'm finna eat like a breakfast dish. I've been starving. Give me that mic, I'm gon' carve them. I coach them like Carter. Now they thinking they harder. Throw his balls on that charger and turn his brains into margins. Turn his songs into shaman and wipe my ass. Now I'm off, but the lines dirty like garbage. I told you, bitch, my shit's tardy. But re on that like reported. Talking ass, you reporting. Cops pull up, you say you saw them. Cops pull up, I'm with some law shit. Free my brother, fuck that law shit. My dog just down, left a paw print. My chick the color of frost. And my dick is wrong, so fuck flossing. The dick is hard like I brought it. It ain't real, but my heart is. You ain't sick, cause I'm boff and I'm riding out. Not parking, I'm going.
Might take a lot for the kid to stop flowing. Might take a lot for your hoe to stop hoeing. Matter of fact, I'm smoking, that shit ain't make no sense. I'm goofy, I'm stupid. Came up on a deuce where it's ruthless. The west side of Philly with shooters. With bullets, my strike in Medusa. Watch it, they kill us, my pop you. If he go only smoke out of chocolates, that nigga so picky. But he is black hopping and I am the third ring, so why would he drop me? Real niggas come first, that's first slot. Niggas had Reggie in a laptop, but I still had Ellie on the crack block. She ain't had a crack out, but she had the grass out. At the creek blowing, finna pass out. Lunch came, we dashed out. Man, fuck up class out. My girl had a bad mouth, better than a bath towel. I can still smash now, started with a cash mob. It's been a while since Tay Wallin, no, you indeed, it's been a minute. But you talking about this spit shit, I'm drooling, bitch, let's get it. Y'all talking about who the hottest out summer can't fuck with me. I say y'all little niggas kidding, somebody need to change your litter, I'm shitting. Diaper full of bad intentions, my vanilla stuff with that limit. Bitch, you pretending, how the fuck is you winning? You niggas ain't purchased no tickets, no line, I get it. Fuck it, I been in. Fuck it, I rip it. Stay some motherfucking splinters.
Nostalgia Supreme.
Fuck calming down, I've been sleeping too long. Fuck calming down, I've been sleeping too long. Fuck calming down, I've been sleeping too long.
Niggas think they superficial, I already did it. That meaning my shit super vicious. Blow my pistol with the missile and make that shit whistle. And knock that nigga out of existence. Niggas, they ain't really hitters. I got all of these hitters from the north, the west side of Philly. Get down on the ground like you Billy. You rare like a Billy, cause everyone thinks my are silly. I just saw my yellow bone sticky. I wanted to lick me, she brighter than the brightest skittle. I put in that work like a triple. Your pussy just nipple. You only be hard for a minute, so get it. Bitch, I'm Hitler. How they made my decision. I'm making a killing.
I'm making a killing. Bitch.
That was number one song of the day, Back from Scratch from Tay Smiles. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. We thank y'all for tuning in tonight, man. You know, we'll be back next Sunday at 7. But definitely tune in on the Spreaker app or go on our website to hear our radio station Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m.
You already know, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening and supporting us every day, man. Listening to our radio station and our radio show. I want to thank Tay for calling in today, man. I mean, just going through some topics with us and shit like that, man. But shout out to the whole 856 of my squad. It's Knock the God, man. Let's get it.
I'm out. DJ Pomag, we out.
Squad.